USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Fighting between Israel and Hamas is in its 29th day. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to Israel Friday and urged for a pause in fighting to allow for the release of hostages. More than 10,000 people have been killed in the conflict so far. Meanwhile, more foreigners and injured civilians are expected to be able to leave Gaza by crossing the border into Egypt. The President and First Lady visited the site of the most recent mass shooting in the United States.
President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to a memorial near the restaurant where the tragic incident occurred.
This tragedy opens a painful wound all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survived the trauma of gun violence.
During his visit, Biden met with first responders, health care providers, and some of the families affected. In the shooting incident inside a bowling alley and restaurant, a man took the lives of 18 people and injured 13 others. I'm John Schaefer.
The death toll has risen to at least 157 people following an earthquake on Friday night in Nepal. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 5.6 magnitude quake shook the northwestern part of the country just before midnight local time. About 170 people were injured in the quake, which caused landslides in the mountainous country. Rescuers are searching the mountain villages, most of which can only be reached on foot, for more victims. And officials say the death toll is expected to rise. Daylight saving time concludes this weekend, requiring people to adjust their clocks.
As we transition into fall, clocks across the United States will fall back, meaning they will be turned back 1 hour starting Sunday morning. It's worth noting that not everyone endorses this practice. In the past, the Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act aimed at making daylight saving time permanent year-round. Although there is congressional support for this, the House has not yet voted on the matter. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
On Friday, Eric Trump provided testimony once more in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president addressed inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. It's anticipated that former President Trump will also take the witness stand when the trial reconvenes in Manhattan on Monday. Although a date has not been set, an Alabama execution will be a first of its kind. Lance Pry explains.
The Alabama Supreme Court is okay with state officials moving ahead with the first execution in the United States by nitrogen gas. The state attorney general asked the court last August if it could proceed with gassing 58-year-old Kenneth Smith. Smith is on death row for a 1988 murder for hire of an Alabama woman. Smith survived a lethal injection last year because the executioner missed his vein.
The United Auto Workers Union is actively advocating for Toyota employees to consider joining the union, especially following their successful strike against the big three Detroit automakers, which led to substantial pay increases of 25%. UAW President Sean Fain says the pay raises recently announced by Toyota are a direct outcome of the agreements reached with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. He states that they are planning an organizing campaign of an unprecedented scale. New maps reveal winter snowfall patterns influenced by El Nino, updated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. High snowfall regions this winter will include the Mid-Atlantic, elevated areas in the Southwest and California, and the Southern United States. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.